Ptosis introduces the possibility that even without an actual kinion, nonetheless, you're in a situation where the owner is Gomer Meshabe Dapshe, where he willingly commits the object over to the other, so then apparently a kinion is not necessary. And this is an idea that other Rishonim endorse as well, Ptosis and Ksubis and Daf Kuf Beis and Mid'Aleph, and Ptosis and Rav Basra and Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis. The Rashash and Bechoris lists a number of other places where we see such an idea. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Chuvas also has a couple of other rayas that such an idea exists. And a number of Achronim explain, this is the way Rabbi Yosef Engel explains in his Tzinim Latorah and Kwal on the Tess, that really, when we deal with Kinyanim, so Kinyanim do not actually affect the transfer of property. It's not shot that through the Kinyan, property is transferred from one part to the other. Really, it's the das that transfers property from one to the other. And the kinyan is only the way of showing that the das was really there. And so that the other party won't be able to say, I was only joking around, I wasn't serious. So therefore, we need a kinyan to show that there was seriousness. But the kinyan isn't really what does it. It's really the das that does it. So therefore, if you have a situation where Anan Sadi, where we can all see that clearly das is going to be present, so therefore it's possible for this das to affect the transfer of property even without a king. This is more famously associated with the Chazanish. The Chazanish, in his comment on Choshen Mishpat and Siman Chavez, writes, the Klal Gadol, you should know this principle, the Klal Gadol Yelecha B'Kinyanim, that the whole idea of a king is that there should be a Gemiras Das in one's heart to hand the property over to somebody else, and that's really what all the Kinyanim are about. And this is the way Achronim explained what this Tos is talking about. In the Shuvas Devar Yehoshua, he has a greater Arichas, this notion. And he explains that because of the principle of Nichol El Inish, let a mitzvah momene, since we can assume people want to do mitzvahs, so therefore again, we have this presumption that the kinyan is taking place. And Nosson Gestetner in his Shuvas brings a number of other rayas that this principle exists, and he also wants to suggest that this is pshat in the Ramah. Ramah and Choshen Mishpat, it's in the Chav Beis, it's the Falk, right? So whenever something is done with Fnei HaKal in front of everybody, so then also you don't need a kinyan. And there he explains that again, if something is being done in public, so then we can assume that there is a proper seriousness, there is a real Gemiras Das, and we don't need any other kinyan. If Sternbuch and his Sefer Moedim Zmanim, in Chelek Beis, has a discussion of the din that we find in Hochas Chanukah, of Mishtatif Lepritei, if somebody who's a guest in somebody else's home and he wants to take part in his Neiris Chanukah, so he gives over a coin. And he discusses there with Sternbuch that Lechara this shouldn't work, because we assume that most are not konos, at least on level Midrabanan. So how is this going to create an effective kinyan? And he wants to suggest, again, based on this Tosfos, that there has to be Malka Mitzvah, again, that if there's a mitzvah involved, so then maybe we can assume there's enough Gemiras Das to affect the kinyan, even in a situation where normally the kinyan wouldn't work. Elsewhere in the Sefer and Chelek Daled, if Sternbuch wants to suggest that this whole idea of kinyanim, the way the Chazanish was explaining it, the way others were explaining it, to assume that kinyanim are not really what's affecting a transfer, but are only representing Gemiras Das, so if Sternbuch wanted to suggest that this is a difference between kinyanim by Yisrael and kinyanim by an Akum. When it comes to a Yisrael, so that's the case. Now the purpose of the kinyan is to show the Gemiras Das. When it comes to an Akum, it doesn't really work that way, and it's just a din that after a kinyan, so there's not going to be a reversal, no one's going to change his mind. It's a different system when we're talking about an Akum from that we're talking about a Yisrael. As far as the central notion that the Chazanish has, that's what a kinyan is about, so not everyone agrees. Some point out, like for example, the Rebbe Yitzchak Mann points out, the author of the Sefer Be'er Miriam, and he points out in comments that are printed in the Sefer Kavod HaShiesa, in the expanded edition of Chelek Beis. So Rav Mann points out that if this is really true, what the Chazanish was saying, that's all a kinyan is, so then why would we have to have so many different kinyanim that the Torah learns out from Pesukim, at the Gemara learned that, it's looking at the Torah, and that there are all these kind of distinctions depending on what we're talking about. It's hard to believe that all of this is just so we could have different ways of representing seriousness. So he thinks it's not true, that really a Kenyan really does affect the transfer. That's really what is going on with a Kenyan. A Kenyan really is what's doing it. It's just that this Tosfos is telling us that if you have a situation where the absolute Kenyan is das, that also can transfer property. So it doesn't mean to say that's all Kenyanim ever do, to show that that's what was going on. Sometimes Kenyanim really do transfer property, and sometimes you can transfer property through Gemiras Das. It's not necessarily like the Chazon Ish says, that's everything that's going on in Kenyanim.